We choose to please God in all we do, June 21, with good music that will be a blessing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Psalm 100, verse 2. Let there be singing in the home of songs that are sweet and pure, and there will be fewer words of censure and more of cheerfulness and hope and joy. As a part of religious service, singing is as much an act of worship as is prayer. Indeed, many a song is prayer. I feel alarmed as I witness everywhere the frivolity of young men and young women who profess to believe the truth. They have a keen ear for music, and Satan knows what organs to excite to animate, engross, and charm the mind so that Christ is not desired. Solemn responsibilities rest upon the young, which they lightly regard. The introduction of music into their homes, instead of inciting to holiness and spirituality, has been the means of diverting their minds from the truth. Frivolous songs and the popular sheet music of the day seem congenial to their taste. The instruments of music have taken time which should have been devoted to prayer. Music, when not abused, is a great blessing, but when put to a wrong use, it is a terrible curse. What if you have been educated and trained in the art of music and yet have never been taught to sing the new song? What will all this training amount to if you have not been properly trained to be members of the Lord's family, sons and daughters of God? No one who has an indwelling Savior will dishonor Him before others by producing strains from a musical instrument which call the mind from God in heaven to light and trifling things. Music was made to serve a holy purpose, to lift the thoughts to that which is pure, noble, and elevating, and to awaken the soul devotion and gratitude to God. As the Lord's army of workers here below sing their songs of praise, the choir above join with them in thanksgiving, ascribing praise to God and to His Son.